Hi, this is Steph Mischuk with KillerPHP.com. In this podcast, I wanted to discuss something that came up in an email that was recently sent to me that I thought would be useful for some people out there. So we have somebody who bought my beginner's video tutorial, and they wanted to know something in particular. So let me just read it, and we can go from there. Can I ask you for some advice? I would like to know the structure on how PHP programs are created. So then he goes into an example of, a particular type of script that he wants to create. And he wants to know how he should structure this particular script. What's the way to structure these things in PHP? This is an interesting question because you're going to get different points of view depending on who you speak to in the PHP community. Let me just say this. The general consensus and the answer that you're typically going to hear is that you should use an object-oriented approach. You should be writing object-oriented PHP. And in fact, since PHP 5, it's been fully object-oriented, and it's becoming more and more levered for that kind of scripting, that kind of software development. The Zen company, the people who actually build and manage the PHP programming language, are also pushing big time in that direction with support of IBM, amongst others, I would imagine. And I would agree, if you're dealing with projects, generally speaking, you want to go object-oriented because there's a lot of advantages to object-oriented programming. The code is more flexible. It's easier to adapt. There's all kinds of advantages. This is the two big ones up front. But let me suggest something that might get me in a little bit of trouble. And that is, though I'm a big fan of object-oriented programming, and in fact, I have a lot of experience in Java, which is pretty OO. So I'm a big fan of object-oriented coding in general. But that said, I think that you can't deny PHP's procedural roots, the old school PHP, for certain types of projects, which leads me to the big question. How should you structure your PHP code? And the truth of the matter is it really comes down to the size of your projects and the complexity of your projects. As the projects become more complex, the more likely you should be, or the more advantageous object-oriented programming techniques become. If you're writing a very simple one or two-page script, then object-oriented PHP, I would argue, may not be something ultimately that you have to do. Although, if you're comfortable with it, it's no big deal. The fact of the matter is, if you're writing simple stuff, clean procedural code, that's the classic stuff, using functions, and and organizing your project like that is fine. And in fact, for one-off jobs like that, simple email scripts and things like that, I will often just create a couple functions, stick them in a library page, and then include them in my main page and wing bang, and away I go. You don't necessarily have to start writing classes and started, creating an MVC style framework. If you're not familiar with this kind of stuff, just, you can learn all about this at killerphp.com, among other places. So the point to take away from this particular podcast is that when you're looking at a project in PHP, in any language, really, the structure of the project is really largely dependent on how the project itself, how complex the project is, how big the project is. If I were, for instance, to be architecting a fairly large project where there was going to be multiple programmers, it would definitely be object-oriented. I'd be using OOP. And I would also be structuring the program, the PHP program, the application, in a different way than if I was just me writing a code or me and one other person. And for instance, if it was like many people on the team, I would set up the project based on interfaces, without a doubt. And if you don't know what interfaces are, again, I have detailed tutorials on this. But if it was a smaller project, then I may not use interfaces. I may go straight into base classes and take it from there. So again, depending on the scope of the project, that's going to play a major role in terms of what structure you use. I would always lean towards extracting any code from the pages that people actually see. You know, so if you have a PHP page that people actually view, I would have my functions embedded in that page itself. I would at the very least, keep things separate in function libraries. And if you're very comfortable with OOP, then you may want to just jump into OOP, because in time, I can tell you from my own experience as an independent software developer and contractor, in time I developed a big library of objects that I had refined over a period of a few years, and I was able to reuse these objects in more and more projects as the objects became more refined, and it saved me a lot of time and ended up making me a lot more money, because you know a lot of these web projects, they use the same they have the same requirements, really. You know, a lot of dynamic sites, they need the same things over and over and over again, you know, basic validations and that kind of stuff. And so when you have, over time, you've built up a nice library of objects that are properly designed, you can leverage these in more and more projects. And that's where the real profit comes in as a coder, as a software developer, as a PHP scripter. When you're able to do that, you're able to take on jobs that would, you know, normally take you 100 hours, you could do it in 10 hours. And, you know, so you tell your client you do it and you're taking 50, so they're getting it half off, but meanwhile, you're only doing 10 hours, and that's not cheating, that's just good business. So I would advise you, as you're learning PHP and as you get into object-oriented PHP, I would start looking at building up your database, if you will, of objects or functions that you can reuse in your projects. I hope you found this podcast useful. And this is Steph Mischuk with KillerPHP.com and KillerSites.com. And thanks for listening.